You're listening to The Way Out, creating financial freedom through network marketing with Andrew Logan. This podcast is your step-by-step guide to building and growing your own business and creating passive investment vehicles. If you crave legacy, wealth, and freedom, keep listening.
Hello and welcome to The Way Out podcast. Andrew Logan here. Great to be with you as always for another episode, episode 307. It is Monday morning here in Australia, and I always like to start the podcast talking about positivity and mindset and financial freedom, and unfortunately just need to start on a bit of a somber note today, because as many of you would know, as many of you would have seen, and many people who reached out to me over the last sort of 24, 36 hours, Australia was rocked by a terrible, senseless tragedy over the weekend where a mentally unwell man walked into a busy shopping center on a Saturday with a large knife and went on a rampage and attacked many people and murdering a number of people and maiming and injuring, critically injuring many more. And one of those critically injured was a 9-month-old baby, and the mother died protecting the baby, trying to get in the way and protect her baby, which, you know, is just heartbreaking. And it's worse because that mother was a very good friend of Angie and I's and someone we met through this industry, having just done the podcast episode recently talking about the amazing people that you meet in this industry, and they're so full of life and so full of energy and so full of enthusiasm and just so full of fun and happiness. And I didn't meet those people in my previous life. And, you know, again, it's like, oh, well, you'll lose friends and you find these amazing, amazing people like Ash. And I just want to acknowledge her as the most incredible, you know, she was so beautiful, loving, smiling, happy and positive. And she built this incredible team just through her amazing infectious energy. And she was just someone you always wanted to be around. The very first time I ever got asked to be on stage was actually with her. And we presented on stage together and with another friend who has been on this podcast. And it was just such a cool thing to do and such a great thing to travel. And we'd been overseas together and do all those sorts of things. Her and Angie would have lunch regularly as two women building a business together in completely separate teams, but just no fighting, no scarcity mentality, just purely abundance. Like, how can we help each other? And that, you know, I want to acknowledge her, and I want to acknowledge everyone who had, you know, family or lost in this tragedy. And it stings because Australia is a very safe country normally. You just, you know, we unfortunately hear about a lot of these things around the world, but it so rarely happens in Australia. It's been such a long time since something like this hit Australia. But yeah, to be such a beautiful person who always gave and was never in competition with you, always wanted to support you, just one of the most incredible examples of amazing people and the amazing people who you meet when you dive into this industry. And so I want to acknowledge Ash, and to her family, to her husband, to Harriet, her baby, who is stable, critical condition, but stable and looking like everything she will pull through. But she's going to have to live a very different life now without her beautiful mother around her, which is just totally heartbreaking. So thank you to everyone who messaged and sent, you know, messages and emails and everything over the weekend, and to everyone, again, whose family was affected in any way, you know, the love and prayers from Angie and I. So yeah, difficult way to start the podcast, but again, I want to acknowledge her as just the incredible person that lifted so many lives and made Angie and I's life so much better. So rest in peace, Ash. So let's get into the podcast today, and I want to talk about, I've had this podcast planned ever since last week, because last Tuesday, a friend of mine asked me if I could come onto his team call and train for him. And, you know, just come in as a guest, essentially. And if I can ever come in as a third party guest, just bring in something, you know, a bit fresh, just something different into your team calls, your team trainings, etc., shoot me a personal message. I would always be very, very happy to do that. And we can do this specific training as well, because we did this specific training. We obviously deep dived into this training as part of this, you know, the 60-minute Zoom. We'll do a shorter version of it for you today, because I like to keep these podcasts as simple and straight to the point as possible. We really talked about what I like to call the Fortune Four. And it's the four things to just focus on each day, because we can get caught up in overwhelm. We can get caught up in, you know, just confusion. And there's a lot of things. But really, most of the things in this business we can't control. We can't control what people do after we've presented to them. We can't control a lot, you know, if they go to the event, are they actually going to get into action? If they buy your stuff, are they actually going to eat it or put it on their face or whatever? Are they going to use the products? Who knows? But we can control these four things. And so these are what I like to call the Fortune Four. And if you do these each day, you're going to do them 365 times a year. If you do them once each day during the week and a couple of extra times on the weekend, you're going to do these 500 times a year. Your business will grow. If you do these tasks 500 times a year, your business will grow. If you duplicate this and you have this as a mantra in your team, these four things, this Fortune Four in your team, and you've got all your business builders, all your leaders doing this 500 times a year as well, you're going to be in crazy momentum. So it starts with you, and you set this up as a system, you set this up as a duplicatable tool. And if you need like a PDF to help, just go to my website, andrewlogan.net. You click the button that says free tools, and you can see you can download this for free there. It's called the Fortune Four Tracker. So it's got all these, it steps you through each of these again in a bit more depth, and it's got a little tracker at the back, so you can be ticking them off each day. So Fortune Four task number one, we need to add someone new to our network, because the biggest thing that stops people, that stops people's growth, is they run out of people to talk to. And they sit there and say, well, I did really well. I came out, I launched, and now my business is stuck because I've run out of people to talk to. So we want to make sure that we inoculate ourselves from that. We want to make sure that each day we're adding at least one person to our network. And really, we can either do that through attraction marketing, or we can do that through active marketing. We're either, you know, going outside and meeting new people, turning strangers into friends and friends into social media contacts, or we're going into groups, we're going into forums, we're following hashtags, and we're adding people and connecting with them. The big thing with that, remember, if you go into someone else's group and just start willy-nilly adding friends and then spamming them directly, you're going to be that cringy, annoying network marketer that gets banned. It's like going into someone's house. There's a party at someone else's house, and you go to that house and just start spamming everyone in someone else's house. They're going to kick you out. If you have a house, if you decide to have a party and people come, then carte blanche. You get to have whatever conversation you want. That's the attraction marketing mindset. I'm going to build it and they will come. But if you go into someone else's group, it's akin to going into someone else's house. And what do? You'd have small connections, small little conversations. Conversations in the comments section of posts is how you start the engagement process. You start the conversations. And then, like a party, if you go around and there's 100 people at the party, you're not going to walk out with 100 friends. You're going to have short little conversations here and there. And then you're going to find the people that you really want to talk to. So we go through a process of connecting in the comments, or we build an attraction marketing system. And I've got a live training coming on that next week, which is going to be really cool. We're going to go through that process, and we're going to add one new person to our network each day. And we do that. We do that 365 times a year. You're going to grow your network by 1,000 people every 3 years. If you do it 500 times, because you do it a couple of extra times on the weekend, you're going to grow your network by 500 people a year. Your business is going to grow, right? So then step two is that we market to one person each day. Now, marketing can confuse people. We can get a bit overwhelmed with marketing and really complicated. Let's put it in really simple terms. Marketing is getting the right message to the right person. So what we're just doing is we're getting to know people, and we're adding value by putting a message in front of them that is of value. So it can be as simple as you see a post and it's about stress, and you know you're talking to someone about their stress, and you may have a stress product, but you see this article. Instead of just, hey, buy my product, you send them that article and say, hey, I saw this article and I thought of you. It had some great things. You know, I've always struggled with my stress, and I'm going to try a couple of things from this as well. That's a step in marketing. That's not just diving straight in for sales. That's a step in adding value. So thanks to social media, we can create content that can maybe, you know, you can do a live or a reel, and you can give value to lots of people all at once. But you can also control, because you can't control how many people actually see your reel, but you can control every single day if you just reach out, hey, I saw this and I thought of you. I saw this and it made me think of you. Hey, this quote really made me think about what an amazing person you are, and I'm so glad to have you as a friend. And we give value to people, so we build rapport, they know, like, and trust us, and they sit there and like, man, Andrew understands me. Andrew's not just a cringy salesperson, right? We're building trust, we're building rapport by giving the right message to the right person. So we add one new person to our network and we market to one person each day. The third thing then is, yes, we're going to make an offer. So we're going to take the next step now. So we've networked, we've marketed. Now we're going to start the sales process. So we're going to make an offer to one person a day. So the offer is what you have and what they have, and the bridge between the tablet or the powder or the vitamin or the cream or the potion or the opportunity that you have. There's that, there's what they need. So you've got a protein powder and they've got a struggle to get a struggle to get performance in the gym, and you bridge that with, hey, no worries if not, but if you're looking for ways to improve your gym performance, I've just started using this new system. It's absolutely incredible. I'm getting better performance and spending less time at the gym. It may or may not interest you, but I just wanted to reach out and see if it could help. I'm going to offer them to take a look. Hey, I know you've complained about your skin in the past. I've just started using a system. It's completely chemical free, which is amazing. But the biggest thing is that it's helping me out during these drier months when my skin really starts to crack and, you know, give me trouble. No worries if it's not for you, but I just thought I'd let you know. We're going to make that offer. We're going to start the sales process by letting them know what we have. But the main thing is that we talk to them about their problem and how our product is a solution to their problem, rather than just say, hey, I've tried this new skincare, you should try it. Don't talk about your product, talk about how it can help them and offer a solution to their problem. So we're going to network, we're going to market, we're going to offer. And then the final thing is that we're going to invite people to an event. Now, the invitation to the event can be for your new person. So they're a prospect and you're inviting them to a team opportunity call. You're inviting them to something at your house. You're inviting them to maybe your corporate team are doing a roadshow, and you're going to invite them to the roadshow where there's cool speakers and scientists and all that kind of stuff. The invitation to the destination where there's more information. Or your invitation is to people who are already in your team and they're sitting there, they're maybe not quite in action yet. And if they're not in action yet, maybe they don't know how to get into action yet. They know that there's something available, but they don't really know how to access it. They don't know what to do with it. So you're going to invite them to the team Zoom, the team training, again, the company event. Maybe your big company event's coming up and there's a little like introductory session on the Friday night, and you can invite them to that. And hey, if you're interested, I'm going to be there Saturday, Sunday as well, but just come along the Friday night. It may or may not interest you. No worries if not. But I wanted to invite you to see, here's a way that we can help you create an extra income stream and start to get your products for free. And again, it's essentially an offer. It's an invitation to a destination where there's more information. And if you invite one person each day to either look at your product, look at your business, or deep dive into your actual company training, your team training, your business is going to grow because you're going to start to get that duplication process. You're going to use the leverage of events to have more people attend. Every single person leaves an event thinking, I wish I had more people here. No one has ever left an event saying, man, that event was really good, but I had enough people. We all do it. We sit there and like, I can't believe Steve's not here. I can't believe Mary's not here. I can't believe I didn't work that little bit harder to get Jane here. Or they're messaging you saying, I didn't even know there was an event on. I've been so busy with work. I haven't had a chance to check the team Facebook page, the team messenger chat, blah, blah. So, well, hey, again, if we just invite one person a day, and even if 9 out of 10 of them said no, if you have a big company event and you invite one person a day and 9 out of 10 say no, but 1 out of 10 say yes, you're still going to get 36 people to the company event. If you have 36 people at your company annual event, you're going to make money. You are going to make more money. It's a pure mathematical formula. It's like you cannot beat it. So that is the Fortune Four. They are the four things that you want to do each day. And I said, if you just do them once a day and a couple of extra times on the weekends. You're going to be doing these 500 times a year. That's how you build habits. That's how you build consistency. And once you have habits and consistency, pretty soon you will have results. And as always, that is my hope for you. And as I said before, if you'd like me to come in, train this with your team or train anything else that I've done on the podcast or any other live training, and it would just benefit to come in and have someone else. Sometimes, you know, that outside voice can kick your people in the bum a little bit as well, where we can't always do it as an inside voice. Sometimes we need someone outside to just give them a little bit of a push up the backside, let's say, let's put it that way. But anything like that, as always, please don't hesitate to reach out. I'll send you a little link. You can book a time and we'll go from there. I hope you got value out of today's episode, as always, and thank you to everyone who has messaged and reached out again, and thoughts and prayers to everyone involved in such a tragedy. And as I said, it's unfortunately, it's part of the world this day to an extent, but it's so rare in Australia that it's just totally rocked so many of us. And so in times like this, you have your community around you, you have people around you who support you, and hopefully in your team and in your life, you are surrounded by people who love and support you always. And that is always my hope for you. Hope you got value out of today's episode. I will see you for another episode next Monday. Catch you then.
Thanks for listening to The Way Out, Creating Financial Freedom Through Network Marketing. Connect with Andrew on Instagram and Facebook at Andrew James Logan. For your 7-step system to financial freedom and other tools and resources to help you grow your business fast, go to www.andrewlogan.net. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Until next time, keep moving forward.